Good morning. You listen to floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Hard Surfaces for Shaw Industries. Scott, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. I guess about a month ago, we talked about some changes you were making at Anderson. I know you're really busy right now with all these market events. I think today you're headed to Dallas, aren't you?
Heading to Dallas, and we've actually got three going on today, Dallas, Atlanta, and Chicago. So a lot going on right now to try to get our customers everything they need to start the year off right.
Well, I'm glad you could talk to me. I wanted to have this interview. You guys have recently discovered that there's a Canadian law that prohibits the import of prison labor finished goods, and that actually has an effect on your Anderson hardwood products, doesn't it?
It does, Kemp. We've got our PIE program, which is our prison industries program, with Anderson and Shaw products, so we have been impacted by it, yes.
Yeah. A little background on this. You know, I guess it's been, what, 4 or 5 years since Shaw bought Anderson? Is that right?
Yes. Well, a little over 4 years ago.
Okay. And this was a program that Don Finkel had in place many years ago because he had discovered that to get that random character that the consumer desires on hardwood, he could use prison labor, but it was a voluntary. The prisoners who were working on this product actually, you know, were volunteering to do it, right?
It is absolutely. I think that's a great point. It's a voluntary program within the prison industry's enterprise. And I think you bring a good point. You know, when you walk into a room, you can tell an Anderson floor versus other floors, particularly made in Asia, because of the random nature of it and the unique way that we scrape it in the prison facilities.
What is really interesting about this is that there are two different types of prison labor, obviously. There's forced and voluntary. You guys were using American voluntary prison labor, which has actually given them something to do, probably a noble thing, plus you get a better product. And yet Canadian law does not differentiate, and so you cannot import into Canada a product that uses that type of labor, right?
Right. I don't know Canadian law. You may know that better than me. But we've got to have a long-term successful program with this prison industries program, and there's a lot of features around that. As a matter of fact, the irony of the situation is our Canadian customers talk about that program and promote that program as being a key ingredient of their success. So it's a long-term program that's been successful really for everybody involved, so it's unfortunate.
So you guys have sent a letter up to your Canadian customers, and I'm sure you've got your whole sales force up there working this, and said that, hey, there's going to be a little minor disruption because, you know, we can't bring these products into Canada, so we're making some changes. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we notified our customers and our sales people and sales management team. We've got a large team in Canada, as you know, that we filed, as soon as we found out about this, we filed a voluntary disclosure with Canadian Customs. And so we've done everything we can do to try to let folks know these products were coming in. We've stopped shipment, and we are working hard right now to come up with alternatives via other resources to have new products over the next few weeks into Canada. As a matter of fact, at our Anaheim show and our Niagara show, which is next week, we will have some of the new visuals to show our Canadian customers that'll help us get things back on track.
All right. So you discovered this in December, you sent a letter early January, and you're going to have change in the products as fast as you can put that together. When do you think you'll have products that can replace these that would qualify for being legal into Canada?
My hope is in the next 6 to 8 weeks. I know I will see the visuals today from our R&D and manufacturing teams, and then to drive them through our system. We're pretty good at driving products to market through our system, so I hope we will be ready to, at the very minimum, get samples up into that marketplace sometime in late February.
And when you look at the Anderson product line and the Shaw product line, does this affect a lot of your products, or what's the impact on the business into Canada?
Well, I think Canadian market has typically been a smooth market, Kemp, but I guess the thing that's, you know, a little bit disappointing to us and our customers is scraped and distressed visuals have really been growing in popularity. So while they aren't the most significant products sold in Canada, they're growing rapidly. And, you know, you don't want to have a disruption in any part of your business that's really growing these days, especially with the economic times we're in. So that's probably the most disappointing thing. It's an important part of our business, but a growing part of our business is the main thing.
Yeah. All right. So Shaw's doing the right thing, making sure you comply with the law. Again, we talked last month, the fact that you guys were focusing more on two brands. How has that rollout been accepted by your customers?
Oh, the Anderson rollout has been accepted really, really well. Jeff Sills and I have been on the phone this week and last week with our distributor partners, and that is going very well. Some are waiting to the shows that are kicking off this week and next week to launch it. So we'll learn more this week and next. But But just the consolidation and taking the best of the best approach with Anderson and Virginia Vintage has been a real positive thing so far.
How are you seeing business conditions out there right now?
Our hard surface business is pretty good starting off the year. But I think some of that's just us gaining a little share and doing things a little better for our customers. But overall, we're very positive. And you know, you learn a lot at these shows. You know, you're a veteran of these shows, and you learn a lot about what's going on when you're talking to customers, looking them eye to eye at these shows.
Right, great, Scott. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Hard Surfaces with Shaw Industries. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FordDaily.net.